All right. Thank you all so much for being here. I have an extra blanket today because it's a cold spring day, and my hoodie on. But good morning. Thank you all for being here. It's always a real joy to speak with you all. And, you know, if you know me and if you know and have been to my talks before, you know, I like to take maybe 5 minutes, 5 to 7 minutes or so and do an opening meditation. Because, you know, mornings are busy. Mornings are busy and there's lots that happens, talking, thinking, stuff happening. And I think it's always nice to just take a moment to just relax and take a breather and settle into some calm energy here. So I'm going to invite you all, if you feel so inclined. And if you don't, that's fine too. If you want to just listen to me do the meditation and speak, that's fine. Whatever feels good to you. I'm going to invite you all, if you're safely able to, you know, if you're not driving, if you're not, you know, doing something else, to just close your eyes. And just take a deep breath in. And exhale. I was reminded this week by, I had the gift of going to see a massage therapist, and she reminded me how important it is to breathe. So let's just take another breath in. Exhale. Feels good. I'm going to invite us now to enjoy, even though it's a little bit chilly, it's still springtime. So I'm going to invite us all to take a moment to sit down on a bench. And this bench can look however you want it to look. It could be a bench at Claudemore Park, which I know for Connie and Bob and I, we love that place. And it could also be a bench at your favorite childhood park. Or, you know, heck, it could be you're sitting in a field of wildflowers, which is my personal preference. But, you know, wherever you want to sit, I want it to be somewhere where you can enjoy the beauty of springtime. And it's the perfect temperature outside. You know, however you're dressed is just the exact perfect way to dress. You feel comfortable. You feel relaxed. And you just sit. And I invite you to look around and to see the beauty of the world right now. I marvel every day right now at the color of the dandelions, which are bright, 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 bright yellow. And the contrast against the cool, cool blue violets. Oh, it's just like magic to me, the way they pop up in the grass. And I know it's reaching the end of their season, but I love to see the cherry blossoms as well. It's one of my favorite flowers ever. One of my favorite flowering trees to see the color of the blossoms so pale and then looking like they got just a gentle, gentle kiss right in the middle of bright pink. Then, of course, there's the tulips. There's a little group of tulips that grows right outside my parents' front door that's bright red, just stunning. And then yesterday while driving, I noticed that someone had planted tulips on the median. And it was a beautiful bunch of pink tulips that just made me smile. And so I invite you to just take some time and look at the beauty of springtime. Look at the beauty of springtime. Savor the colors, the yellows, the purples, the pinks, the bright reds. I'm just going to invite us, I'm going to put a little timer on here. I'm going to invite us to just sit and relax. Maybe 3 minutes. I just want us to just sit and savor springtime. Really look at the colors, the shapes of the flowers. The petals. The beautiful, luscious greens of the stems and the leaves. Inhale if you'd like. Exhale. Oxygen is another gift, so fresh. There's something beautiful about spring air that's so beautiful and fresh. And that's been a few minutes there. So now I invite you to just open your eyes again and blink if you'd like and wiggle around a little bit. Stretch, you know, if you want to. Move your muscles a little bit. And then I invite you to sit up from the bench or sit up from the field of wildflowers and just walk back toward this physical moment in your physical body. And just, we're back here. And that was a beautiful moment of just relaxing, chilling, taking in some beauty, settling ourselves. And I also, I asked you all to focus on the energy of the colors and the petals and the flowers, because everything there is an individual beauty, and yet it contributes as a whole to the overall glory of springtime. And that was what I really found as most fascinating when I was thinking about and reading up on, you know, different practitioners for today's talk, which is that there's almost this I think on the initial surface, it almost looks like a contradiction of everybody's one in New Thought and Divine Science and Science of Mind. Everybody's one, right? But we're also all individuals expressing ourselves in our individual planes. And I was like, that's really interesting, because I think to initially, it's a strange thing for us to wrap our heads around. Because I think in this modern world, and with, you know, our modern schools of thought and a lot of our modern religions, we are, you know, taught to believe that we are separate from so many people, but like it's what I'd call more of a harsh separation, right? And the way I would describe it is like when I was younger, I always believed that God was outside of me. That God was this being that sat on a throne in the clouds that had a sword or whatever, and you had to please him, right? There was this element of separation and struggle. And I think that that transfers a lot to our schools of thought and how we sort of initially, you know, treat and teach our children, you know. There's a teacher, you have to please the teacher to get good grades. You have to be well-behaved to please your parents. There's always an element of, in my head, in my thought, there's an element of there's something or someone out there that dislikes you. And you have to prove your worthiness, right? And that is your individual journey, is proving that you're worthy. And what the beauty of New Thought is, and the beauty of Science of Mind is that you don't have to prove you're worthy. Mm-hmm. That you as an individual are already blessed and powerful in and of yourself, right? And so I was reading some quotes by Holmes about, I sort of searched just the term individual, right? I was like, let me just see what he says about, you know, overall individuality. And then if you read the Science of Mind textbook, there's over 1,000 matches, and it's like, oh my gosh. But one quote that really struck me was that Holmes says something like, and I can't quite remember the first part of the quote, but I remember the second part of the quote that says, a God would not, I'm paraphrasing here, God would not give you individuality. That individuality is one of the gifts of self. That individuality is a beautiful form of expression. That part of existing is the gift of self. And I think this ties into also the belief system that many of us had in religion of we have free will. We have free will, right? You can choose to go walk up to someone and slap them, or you can choose to walk up to someone and hug them, you know? And it was always very much, at least in my religion, it was like, again, it was because, oh, Satan had a fight with God, right? And got in an argument that was cast out of heaven. And then everyone who chose to free will go with Satan has to go out of heaven again. And then we have free will now, but it's like a double-edged sword. And like, we have to use it for good to be proved that we're good. And Holmes is sort of saying, well, that's not really how it is. It's not so much punishment as it is. It's a gift. It's a gift for us to individually express ourselves. Mm-hmm. And there's another quote from Holmes that, you know, there's a power in the universe, the power of God, and the power is within you. And part of how you use the power, and the only way, frankly, that you use the power is to express it, excuse me, through yourself. And that it's a gift, and it's a responsibility for us to express that power. It's not a curse. It's not a double-edged sword. It's not something we have to fear or even... I felt like sometimes when I was practicing more traditional religion, it was a form of you had to fight against it. You had to go for God's will. And there's a lot of prayers You know, even the prayer that Jesus taught, thy will be done, you know, God's will above your will. But if you break down that prayer, and Joseph Murphy, I recommend highly that everyone check out Dr. Joseph Murphy. Well, man, my favorite, he breaks down that prayer in the form of Divine Science, New Thought. And he says, you know, he breaks it down and it's not Jesus beseeching a God. It's Jesus saying, you know, let me express you through me as best as possible. This power, thy will, God's power, let me express it because that's our gift that we have. And so I liken our experience as, and I think I've said this before, I sort of think of it as a snowstorm or even a rain cloud. You know, God is this mighty, beautiful, powerful, all-loving, all-knowing, everything. And we're all a part of it. But we all express ourselves as a snowflake or a raindrop. We all come from and are a part of God. But we all express ourselves with that individuality, and that's our gift. In this 3D realm, that's our gift as humans. And again, if you go back to some religious studies, there's theories that the angels don't have that same expression, that our gift as humans was we got to express and experience and do godlike things. And if you think of it like that, that makes it really something beautiful rather than something we have to struggle against or something that we have to constantly make up for, right? That free will and individuality is something that, of course, God gave that to us. Of course, it's a beautiful gift. And the law that we use, God expressed. The more you study sort of Neville Goddard, he really emphasizes that it's impartial. It's really impartial. You can have anything you want, and that can be used for good and that can be used for bad. And with some human beings, yes, absolutely, they used it. Their morality was something different. But we have the choice every day to wake up and use our God power and the gift of free will for something that most people would consider more morally better. And the law is impartial, and it will bring us what we focus on and what we choose to put our energy in toward. Right? And this is a bit of a dark example, but it is something that really struck me, was that this has always stuck with me around a good example of this, of using good, the law for good or for more the bad purposes. And it's how it's our choice and it's our free will. Okay. So around September 11th, I always try and read someone's story. Someone who lived or a family member remembering the beauty of someone's life. And so we could say, yes, those hijackers and those people who had a lot of different versions about God, they used the law and how they felt they were expressing their God in their personal way. And it caused a lot of pain. And it caused a lot of sadness and strife. And there's a story of a woman who, I won't get into the details, but she was burned on 82% of her body. She lived through that day. And she has an interview. She's alive. She lived. They gave her 18% chance. And she said, no, I want to grow up and see my son grow up. Wow. And she lived and she's alive today. And you all can look her up and she's beautiful. And she does interviews and she talks and she speaks and she looks completely healthy and beautiful and normal. And she said, when I was in the hospital, she had one thing on her mind and she would say to the doctors, I'm going to leave in a week. And the doctors and the nurses were like, yeah, okay, no, you're not, probably. And she says in one of the interviews, and I kept up this sort of charade, even if it wasn't something that the experts were saying was going to happen. I kept up this belief that I was going to get out in a week. And she's like, and I know, like, it was illogical and it wasn't going to happen, but she's like, and I just convinced myself of it. And lo and behold, she's here today and she's living her life, and she had another son, and her one son's in college and her other one's, like, you know, in middle school. And she said, it's because I just decided that I was going to live and I was going to heal and I was going to get out of here in a week. And that's a beautiful example to me of out of something, of someone choosing to use their free will for something dark and sad and horrible, and someone choosing to use their free will and their God power within to heal themselves. And she's now an inspirational seeker and speaker, and to inspire others. And that's the example. That's how powerful we can each be individually, because we were gifted with free will. Mm-hmm. And the law is impartial. And we have this power. We do. We do. And the more you study people such as Murphy and Goddard and Holmes, and they're very poetic people. They're beautiful speakers. And when you boil down their messages, it's the struggle and the, not struggle, it's the choice and practice of choosing what you want every time and making sure that we're not hurting others. You know, we're choosing to do a form of morality that serves others. Because again, we come back to that interesting concept of, okay, if God is a rain cloud, or God is a beautiful snow cloud, and we're coming from this beautiful source, we're each expressing ourselves individually, but we're all coming from the same source. Then you get into the concept of Neville Goddard's, everyone is you pushed out. So why would you treat someone poorly if they're you pushed out and expressed? And this goes to, Jesus's golden rule, treat others the way you would like to be treated. Because you're treating yourself, you're treating Source. In a way, you're treating God. So of course we want to treat people with respect and care and empathy. And one of the Neville Goddard teachers that I listen to and follow, she says, your reality and your life is a mirror. When you look at a mirror throughout the day or in the morning or at nighttime when you're brushing your teeth, the mirror has no choice but to reflect you. Your life has no choice but to reflect you and your thoughts. So if you're choosing your individuality to be bitter and angry and judgmental and just, I hate everything in my everyday, then that's what has to be reflected back to you. Because everyone else is just you pushed out. It's your expression. So of course we want to choose our individual power to greet people with kindness, greet people with respect, greet people with understanding. Yeah, okay, even though I'm frustrated, that frustration is going to be reflected back to me. So what am I going to do? I'm going to say, yeah, okay, I'm frustrated. But I'm going to use my individual choice to remember that we all come from the same source. Everyone is me pushed out. I'm going to say, okay, someone's experiencing something where they're struggling today and they're having some frustration, and I'm feeling that frustration and that's being reflected. So let me change to empathy. Let me change to deep breaths. Let me change to there is the best solution out there, because the best solution is a part of God and we stem from God. So all we have to do is take a deep breath and go back to God and say, okay, God, give me the best solution. And we can make our choice from there. That's such a beautiful and powerful gift when you think about it. That's a choice we can make every day. It's a choice we can make every day. And I recommend everybody, and what I'm going to do the second half here is I'm going to have, the way that it should be is Goddard talks a lot about how you have to literally do a mental diet, right? So when you're doing a physical diet, it's like, all right, I'm going to consciously choose to eat less sugar. And I'm purposely not going to show you all right over here in my kitchen the bunch of scones that I have that I bought because that I'm trying to do a good diet both ways. But, you know, sometimes you can treat yourself. But you have a physical diet where you try not to eat sugar as much. Or you try to be like, I need some more vegetables in my life. So last night I went out to dinner with my parents and I got a meal that had tons of vegetables. And we were at Korean, so we got some kimchi, which is really healthy for your stomach, right? So you have a physical diet. And then Goddard's like, okay, every day make your choice to have a mental diet as well. And that can be hard because, again, you're going through your day and you might be more on autopilot because our society really teaches us you're just on autopilot, right? You wake up to your alarm blaring. You wake up to, oh my God, I'm so busy. I got this and that to do. I got this to take the kids to whatever at the end of the day. But Goddard says you really need to start taking your time to control. You have the power of free will. You have the power of individual choice and decisions every day, every second. So Goddard says, start a mental diet. Take 5 minutes out of your day to repeat affirmations to yourself, to imagine what if, to script, to take a piece of paper and a pen and write down your life as if it's a script or a story. Take the time to focus on your mental diet. And instead of being on autopilot and just knee-jerk reacting, make your individual power shine and your individual choices be the focus and say, no, I'm going to focus today on everything goes in my favor. So even if you're struggling with something, it's going to come out in your favor. It's going to be okay. And I was also reading a Neville quote today, just a little tag on here. He's like, I had someone ask me, why do we go through struggles in life? And he said, Goddard said, I want you to imagine a chromatic scale, right? And I'm sure we have some wonderful musicians in this group. A chromatic scale is literally where you play one note after the other, right? So it's C, C sharp, D, E flat, E, do, do, do. And sometimes when you play those, the tones don't sound great. They sound off and there's a struggle. And Goddard says, sometimes you'll have that. Because again, we're living in a world of individuality and free choice and free will, and things happen. And he said, but if you look at a piece, the beauty of someone's life, all those wrong notes will be put into a beautiful piece altogether at the end of the day. Because, like, let's take Beethoven's Fifth, right? Like, if you play do 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 do, like, that's kind of freaky. That's depressing, right? Right, that's like, whoa, okay, what's happening? But then you get to da-da-da-dun, 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 and you're like, holy crap, this is beautiful. So Goddard's saying, yeah, sometimes you might have rough times. And this also gets into a quote with Joseph Murphy and his belief in reincarnation and how everybody is just playing an individual universal note. That's a whole different conversation. A beautiful one, but a different conversation. So Goddard's like, all right, you have some, you know, rough notes that you're going through or you're playing in your life, but make your individual choice now to reconcile that seventh, right? Or that incorrectly flatted note, right? And make your choice to have a mental diet and say, okay, no. I'm taking, you know, Joseph Murphy talks about how he has busy salesmen and CEOs of companies who just sit down, close their office door, and take 2 minutes every day and sit and stare at a blank wall and focus on what they want. Take the time to have a mental diet and focus on what you want. Use your individual power and your free will to sit down, make your choice. Say, okay, maybe I've had some not so pleasant notes playing right now, but I can change this. This is my gift. I can change this. Have a mental diet, even 5 minutes a day of affirming or scripting or just thinking about what you want. that can really truly change your life. And that's one of the gifts that we have as individuals and expressions of God and expressions of free will. That's our gift. That's our gift. And Holmes talks about how that's our power and how it's our right to express that. And how, of course, God's going to give us that individuality and that beauty and that free will. That's our gift as humans. We can express that. We can choose. And we can do something as powerful as that 9/11 survivor who healed her entire body and is now a mother two times over and inspires people. You know, we can come from dark, dark times and make beauty and find strength and find guidance. And like Connie always tells me, and, you know, if I'm having a stressful time at work, you know, if something appears like it's going wrong, it's really something going right from a grander perspective. And that goes back to that affirmation of everything goes in my favor. Mm-hmm. And you can choose every day, every moment, how you want to express your individuality. And remember, when you're expressing your individuality, everyone is you pushed out. And so you just say, you choose words and you choose thoughts and you choose a mental diet that don't harm others. Because why would you harm yourself or why would you harm God? Everyone is you. Your reality is going to reflect you. So reflect what you want. You know, if you're having a hard time with someone, if someone's really frustrated you, one of my favorite things is that Dr. Joseph Murphy says, you know, divine justice always prevails. Divinity always prevails. It is all done and completed. And that way, you don't even have to deal with the particulars. You know, he talks about there's an instance of a woman who was going through a huge lawsuit. And she would just sit down every night and say, it is done. And to her, that meant everything was perfectly resolved. And the people, you know, dropped the suit completely in 2 weeks, right? So miracles happen. You just focus on everyone's you pushed out. So focus on the positive, right? Focus on how to spin it toward a benefit. And take the time to have this mental diet to express yourself individually while also keeping in mind that everyone is a part of the beautiful snow cloud of God, the beautiful center or sun of God, and that we're all sunbeams or we're all snowflakes. And we have that gift of expression while remembering that we're all also connected. And again, I encourage you all to check out Dr. Joseph Murphy's interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. And how it is not beseeching a God, you know, thy will be done. It's asking and praying that we express our God selves. I encourage you all to check out his interpretation of that. I encourage you all to read up on Neville Goddard's belief of people call it, everyone is you pushed out, E-I-Y-P-O, everyone's you pushed out. I encourage you all to read up on that. That's a fascinating topic. And I will also, if you want me to, I'll find the name of the 9/11 survivor who transformed her life. And she talks a lot about how she just said in her head, I'm healed. I'm getting out of here. I got a week and I've got my little boy I got to go back to. And she decided that. And she used her individuality to heal and express beauty. So I encourage you all to find stories like that. Mm-hmm. To find that beauty in the people choosing things with divinity and that align with the God self, as everything is shared. Everything is shared and everything is available and everything's reflecting you. So of course you want to treat others with love and kindness and use your gift for what the majority of us consider morally good and blessed. And if you all have any questions, of course, shoot them my way. Shoot me a text, shoot me an email. I'll provide some examples if you'd like. And I'll just end with another quote here from Goddard, where he talks about, not a direct quote, but he talks about how man and human beings are constantly like a traveler going from place to place. We are constantly moving from state to state. And in that moment, in that second, in that millisecond, it's so real to us. And so choose your states wisely. Choose your moments wisely. Have a mental diet where you consciously, purposefully choose your moments. Choose how you want the world reflected back to you. Use your power of free will and your individual expression of God to do good things and to bring joy to your life and to express divinity in every way. And may it be so, because that's pretty awesome. Thank you all so much for listening. And that is it for today.